Well, there has been no similar law exactly, but you have to understand what's going on in Arizona, what's going on along the border, and how this plays into larger national politics. First off, the reason that there's this problem specifically in Arizona is over the past 20 years or so, the U.S. Border Patrol has in fact successfully been sealing off the border, especially along Texas and along California and San Diego. And what that was an effort to prevent undocumented aliens from getting across the border and then disappearing into urban environments. So what they did was they did succeed in stopping that kind of traffic, and they channeled it towards the more open and wilder areas of New Mexico and especially Arizona. And Arizona along the border is a very rough terrain where it's easy for people to escape. By the same token, you know, the Border Patrol is actively patrolling that area and trying to prevent those kinds of crossings. But what it's done is it's brought a lot of undocumented aliens into Arizona. Some don't go any further than Arizona. There's a lot of concern about crime. There's a lot of concern about property damage. And there's a legitimate concern that the U.S. laws are being broken by this influx of undocumented aliens. So, you know, the Arizonans have tried to cope with this. They've waited for comprehensive immigration reform, and we had a close call in that regard in 2007, and it didn't work out. And now the forces that want to do something about this have become very active, and the government of Arizona passed this law. Now, on the national level, you know, some people are saying both President Obama and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, the previous governor of Arizona.
Yes.
And right. So she really knows this thing.
And she takes obviously an opposing point of view.
They both called it misguided.
Yeah.
And I don't think it took a memo from the White House to use that term. But what this also does is it sets up the next big fight. Right now,
right.
We've just had health care reform. We've just had, we're in the throes of financial reform. And immigration reform is the next big struggle and effort. And what's happening is if the Republicans can move this onto the agenda prior to the November elections, conceivably it can help them win the Congress and set the national agenda. So there's a lot at stake, and it's a very passionate debate. It's a very interesting and complex political problem.
At the very least, of course, this pressures the Obama administration very hard to not let this go by the wayside any longer.
Right. Well, everybody knew that the comprehensive immigration reform was going to come up sooner or later. And it was very interesting to watch the earlier battle over this, because the Senate did come up with a compromise, and you had these very strange allies. You had President George W. Bush, a conservative Republican, allying himself with Senator Ted Kennedy, who is the leading liberal Democrat. And John McCain signed on to this. It was an interesting coalition that formed this, but they couldn't get it through the Senate. And so it was put off as too hard. Well, now we have a president who tackles things head on, and everybody knows this is the next big fight, and everybody knows that there's a lot of, this is even more passionate in many ways than healthcare reform. And, you know, there's a whole Hispanic population to be wooed to one side or one party or the other. There are already protests breaking out over this law. There are legitimate arguments on both sides, and it's not an easy debate. So this Arizona has sort of lit the fuse on this thing. And I'm sure the Democrats and President Obama would like to let this slide until after the November elections. The Republicans aren't going to let them do that.
And I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of prominence the issue of cheap labor makes its way into that debate. Before we run out of time, though, David, we need to talk a little bit about the Coast Guard,
right,
their involvement in the disaster recovery after a rig explosion. Of course, according to your publication, Homeland Security Today, 1,000 barrels of oil are leaking into the Gulf now a day after the explosions at an oil drilling platform off the shore of Louisiana in the Gulf. The Coast Guard, of course, involved.
And the Coast Guard's got to contain that spill, keep it from leaking out. An interesting aspect of this is the fact that some of the Coast Guard assets that are being used now are slated for budget cuts. They won't exist next year. And yet these are the people in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, who are trained and have all the assets for exactly this kind of a disaster. But the Coast Guard is working this. This is their domain, and they're trying to contain all the damage that this kind of spill can cause.
Now, the Coast Guard, obviously, along with, we should mention, the Mineral Management Service, because they're involved in this cleanup that's going on.
Right. This is interesting, kind of, from a technical point of view, because the oil is leaking from the bottom of the Gulf, which is a fairly shallow body of water. And so they've got to contain it as it comes up to the surface. And that's a technical problem, but the Coast Guard is very well trained in this sort of thing, and they practice it, and they know what they're doing. So we all hope, you know, that it won't foul all the beaches all along the Gulf of Mexico.